The great thing about listening to podcasts is that you can multitask. And for those of you listening, I would encourage you to go to LenderfulSolutions.com/reverse-mortgage. Lenderful Solutions has a great tool to illustrate the power of a reverse mortgage on your website and even do a digital application. To learn more, go to LenderfulSolutions.com or click on the banner on this page. These are three moves seniors should consider with inflation remaining high, says MarketWatch. From the New York Times, aging in place or stuck in place? We have this month's installment of Reverse Market Insights Market Minute, and Norcom Mortgage's reverse mortgage team is seeking a new home. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of April 29th. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing reverse mortgage news for the mortgage professional. With the inflation report released earlier this month and the prospect of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve being perhaps not in the works, many Americans may find themselves looking for ways to boost their bottom line, says a recent column in CBS News from MoneyWatch. That's particularly true for seniors, many who may be heavily reliant on Social Security or their retirement savings. And for this group in particular, it's important to explore other ways to protect both their existing funds and to improve their cash flow. And here are the three strategies that older Americans should consider with inflation remaining high. And the first is to invest in gold, which historically has been a hedge against inflation. And the precious metal is not subject to a fiat currency where money printing can devalue it. Also, consider a reverse mortgage. The column says if inflation and higher borrowing costs have dramatically affected your available cash, homeowners 62 and older should consider turning to a reverse mortgage. This loan is based on your home's appraised value at the time of application, will only need to be paid back if you sell the property or die. And while it may not be an ideal way to tap into your equity, especially if you're planning on leaving it to loved ones, it is preferential than going into further debt that you have to make payments on. For many seniors, it can be a smart way to supplement a limited retirement income. The other piece of advice is to review your banking accounts, and the average interest rate on a regular savings account is just about less than 0.5%. So if you're keeping your funds in a regular account, you're losing money and not keeping pace with inflation. It is encouraging to see such columns in mainstream media, as older Americans today must look to all of their assets when it comes to surviving the cash flow crunch that is inflation. Last week, I came across an excellent article in the New York Times entitled "Aging in Place or Stuck in Place." It says when it came to housing, Susan Appel and Keith Irwin thought they had planned adroitly for their later years. They purchased a four-bedroom home on 2 acres in Lebanon, New Hampshire, 24 years ago, and they made sure they paid off the home before they retired. That way, the equity they had built up, which they estimate their home is now worth about $700,000, would allow them to sell and downsize into a more manageable home. Well, that time has arrived, and Appel, a retired law professor, is having trouble climbing the stairs, and Irwin, 71, previously an account manager for a local business, is wearying of yard work and snow shoveling and finding workers to do those chores instead. "We're seeing the writing on the wall," Ms. Appel said. "They have started shopping for a nice two-bedroom condo with a little den all on one floor. The problem is they can't find one. Local developers are putting up four-level townhomes with even more stairs. The few suitable one-story homes available get instantly snapped up. City dwellers fleeing COVID help pump up housing prices, and one unit the couple saw recently cost $950,000 and still needed work. We were very grateful to live in this lovely place and have paid off our house," Ms. Appel said. "It never occurred to us that it didn't give us the ability to move out of it. About 80% of older adults live in homes that they own, but the traditional notion that a home with a paid-off mortgage can serve as an ATM to help fund retirement is shifting, according to economists. Home ownership is no longer an unqualified benefit for some seniors. Are they aging in place or stuck in place?" asked Lena Zhu, a research economist at the Urban Institute. we do need to rethink this so-called American dream. It worked for previous generations, but does it still work today? The proportion of older adults with mortgage debt has been increasing for decades. For example, from 1989 to 2022, the share of homeowners 65 to 79 that still had a mortgage balance increased from 24% to 41%, according to a Harvard Joint Center for Housing study. And that's a good point for reverse mortgage professionals listening today. We have more older adults that are still carrying mortgage debt into retirement. And larger mortgage balances and higher interest rates, along with increasing property taxes, homeowners insurance, and other costs, have helped make 43% of older homeowners with mortgages cost burdened. That is defined as spending 30% or more of their income on housing and housing-related costs. And Reverse Market Insights, John McHugh returns for his monthly installment of Reverse Market Insights Market Minute here at Heckam World. John, thank you for joining us. What is the latest trends we should be watching in reverse mortgage lending?
Thanks again, Shannon, for having me back yet again. I really appreciate it. This month, I wanted to, you know, kind of start the same way I did last month and talking about case numbers first, because not only are they, you know, the earliest indicator of what we can expect going forward, there's also kind of been some interesting things happening. So temporary case numbers actually rose another 10% to 3,237 case numbers. New equity takeout rose 10.7% to 2,668, and purchase gained another 15% to 160. The one that's really of interest is the refinances. They grew another 8.8% from January's numbers to 409. But since December, so essentially since the beginning of this year, January and February, they've grown over 105% since December. Obviously, you know, MCAs have increased. October was the height of the 10-year annual CMT. So it's just really interesting. In January, I thought it was interesting, but now we have 2 months in a row of increasing refinance numbers. It would be very interesting to see how many of those close and if that, you know, kind of trend continues and for how long that trend will continue. As far as, channels, this was something that's kind of interesting, but it's just a 1 month look right now. So in February, retail growth actually declined by nearly 16%, 15.7%, while wholesale grew almost 4% at 3.9%. I was asked, why do we see this? And to be honest with you, this is just a 1 month. Sometimes we have these things. I do know that some people, as you know, through conversations, have gone back to straight wholesale, basically going back to being brokers, just from a cost perspective with volumes where they are. So that could be part of the decline on the retail, part of the rise on the wholesale. But again, we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens here. February endorsements, they did drop by nearly 12% to 1,900 loans, but in March they rose. So they rose by 8.3% to 2,058. In fact, 6 of the 10 regions were up in March. So if we looked at the Northwest Alaska, they're actually up 23% to 166 loans. Rocky Mountain increased 17% to 185 loans. And the Southwest was up 15% to another 230 loans. So, you know, we actually had, you know, some decent increases, unlike last month, which all the regions were down. So it's nice to see kind of a little bit of recovery here. As far as the top lenders trends are concerned, we have 6 of the top 9 showing growth. It's not the top 10 here, at least we're not counting them because Open Mortgage is no longer originating in Heckam. So 6 of the top 9 actually showed growth. Guild rocketed almost 97% to 57 loans, while Good Life TMAC rose again for the third consecutive month by 26.2% to 82 loans. And Liberty jumped another 25% to 84 loans. So all in all, you know, we are starting to see some positive movement, both in case number assignments and endorsements. That definitely we'll be watching going forward what's happening with the Heckam refinances. You know, so long story short, you know, not everything is doom and gloom as we kind of ended 2023 with. So let's hope that things are kind of turning the corner here and people are kind of getting used to the new normal. Until next month, we'll talk to you then.
And in our final story for the week, Norcom Mortgage's reverse team is looking for a new home. That according to a column in Housing Wire from Reverse Mortgage Daily's Chris Clown. Earlier this month, the California-based multi-channel mortgage lender CMG Financial announced that they had acquired Norcom Mortgage's retail assets and operation to expand their footprint in the Northeast. The deal will not include the core members of Norcom's well-known team of reverse mortgage professionals, however, including John Luddy, Norcom's Senior Vice President of Reverse Lending. Luddy told Reverse Mortgage Daily in an interview, Norcom's owner, Phil DeFranzo, who I've worked with for 10 years, has sold the company to CMG, and I was offered a wonderful opportunity at CMG. They were very gracious to me and generous in their offer, but at this time, it just didn't feel like the right mix. At the time of this story's publication, Norcom's former reverse team has not found a new home, but I am confident that they will, as they have a very skilled group, which includes branch managers Garrett Duffy and Robert Philippone. They explained they will be aiming to find a more optimal fit for their continued efforts in the reverse mortgage business. Speaking of Mr. John Luddy's mentorship, Garrett Duffy said, "I followed John's game plan for 3 years now. I followed what he's taught me to a T, and now I've earned the trust of over 150 referral partners in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. I'm receiving calls every day with new loan opportunities." As soon as we receive any word from Mr. Luddy or his team on the new home they found, we will be sure to share it with you here at Heckam World Weekly. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing mortgage professionals reverse mortgage news. Don't forget, you can listen and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, Podbean, and we also have a video companion of this podcast, which you can find at heckamworld.com or on our YouTube channel. Thanks again for joining us, and be sure to return next week for more reverse mortgage news on the go.